This is issue number 11 of All Access Nerds. Today we keep it short and sweet and talk about the new Rebirth comic books that have come out.
Hey, this is Ryan.
And I'm Nick.
And this is issue 11 of All Access Nerds.
Issue 11. That's yes. It's after 10.
Yes. Before 12. 12 is coming. Oh. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
This will probably be a short and fast one.
Yeah.
Would have been a little longer, but I spilled a full cup of water all over my desk. That took about 20 minutes for us to clean it up.
We're kind of
running out of time there.
Yeah. I didn't get a chance to record it. It was funny, but...
You could listen to my rants.
Yeah. Some anger. Ah, stupid... papers and cups. So we make mistakes. We're human. It's all good.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think I make a few more than others.
Nothing technical or comic books were ruined.
Comic books were safe.
Accidents, so that's good. Speaking of comic books.
Yes.
It's a good segue into talking about what we've read recently.
Yeah, let's talk about DC Rebirth.
Yeah, specifically Rebirth. Yeah, absolutely. So far, sales have been fantastic. I've read some articles talking about it a lot, and it's successful for them, on the financial side.
Who, DC?
DC. Nice. Yeah. The Rebirth special is in like third printing by the end of that weekend. It's probably in more fourth or fifth printing by now. But yeah, last I heard it was third printing. And I think the Green Arrow one, it sold 90,000 copies, at least last I saw. I don't know if they were tracking anymore, but it was just a huge shock, I guess.
I did see that article. It was more than previous releases of the Arrow.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
I think it has to do with the fact of them telling everybody, hey, we're going to go back to the way Green Arrow was before. And as well as you have the Arrow television show fans, which the Green Arrow comic book New 52 started after... the Arrow show started, or it started before, sorry. The Green Arrow, 2011, it started before the Green Arrow, the Arrow show on CW. And so we've had some fans, pick up from there, and as well as some of the New 52 fans, especially after issue, I want to say it was 24 or 16 or something like that, 17, somewhere around there. They switched gears, and Jeff Lemire wrote and got on board with the team. And took the book in a whole new different route, and everybody fell in love with it. So you had fans from there, and on forward, it was just phenomenal. Writing and art was amazing as well. So I think it was just the culmination of, those three factors. The fact that, hey, you got the old fans that liked Green Arrow the way he was before, you got the fans of the show, and fans of the most recent New 52 kind of stuff, all kind of adding together. So, yeah, I skimmed through it. I didn't get a chance to read it all the way through, but I see that they've... we were trying not to spoil too much. Maybe we're going to some spoilers.
I don't know. I think we should give them a fair warning.
Yeah.
It's been out for, 3 weeks now?
I think that one is through, yes.
This will be 3 weeks tomorrow?
Yeah, 3 weeks,
yes. You've had your chance.
Yeah.
And you may listen to this maybe months down the road.
Yeah.
There's going to be some spoilers across the board.
Yeah.
So we'll start with... we'll briefly go through quite a few of them that have come out so far. So you talk about the actual Rebirth special itself.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that, because I'm kind of curious, because, I'm not a big DC fan.
Uh-huh.
But I have to tell you, Ryan, I've enjoyed the DC Rebirth immensely.
That's good to hear, especially coming from a non-DC fan.
Yeah, it's actually, it's winning me towards it, if they keep up with it. I mean, I've got a subscription at my local comic shop, local being an hour away. And I have currently all DC books.
Sweet.
And I think one Marvel.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
And we're talking maybe 12, 15 titles.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I'm going to cut back on some of that after the Rebirth and after the dust settles. But so let's talk about the Rebirth special.
Yeah. It was, I loved it. I really, really did. I picked it up the day it came out, which I think we talked about it a little bit on the last issue. I think it came out afterwards, but... I read it the day it came out. I didn't even leave the mall area. Like, it's an outdoor, shopping center I went to. That's a local comic book shop there called Summit Comics and Collectibles, I think it is, in Jefferson Point, Fort Wayne. It's a great shop. It really is. And I was like, it's a nice day outside found a park bench, sat outside, read some comics.
Really?
Yeah, I had a few people stop me. I was like, oh, you reading the new one? I'm like, yep. And I had this one guy, he came up and he was chit-chatting for a while, and I had no clue who he was. He didn't know who I was.
You're just trying to read your book.
Yeah, just trying to read my book. But I was like, I'll be nice and, you know, kind of talk with him a little bit. But yeah, there was, he came back, he left and he came back, and I'm like, this is like the pivotal part, and here he is like talking to me again. I'm like, oh my goodness, I'll be sociable to some extent. But in recent months, maybe even a year or so, that has been the most recent comic book that I've read that I've been shocked by, I've been excited about. It was emotions that I couldn't contain. Like, usually I, like, you know, laugh to myself or something like that, or, you know, like, oh goodness, holy crap.
So it did have, in your opinion, it had the wow factor.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. There were several times that had a wow factor for me. In recent comics, I'm like, okay. Oh, wow, that's cool. Oh, that's neat. But this one was like, what? No way. Are you kidding me? What? Like, I was shocked by it, especially the ending. So, spoiler alert. They're bringing in Watchmen into the DC Comics universe.
And that's a Vertigo, which is a suburb, if you will, of DC.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. DC Comics, DC Entertainment owns Vertigo, Mad Comics as well, Mad Magazine. Yeah, Mad Magazine, and DC Comics. So, and a bunch of other stuff as well. But yeah, so it's been separate for a while. I think Swamp Thing and John Constantine, they were separate as well. A while back as well, and they recently kind of brought them back in a little bit more to the DC universe. But they're doing that with Watchmen, you know, and we haven't seen them since the, what was it, 80s, I think it actually came out. They did a Before Watchmen event back in 2011, 2012.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And it wasn't really well taken. They tried to take the ideas and the concepts that they had before and bring them into, you know, make it kind of like a prequel stuff with a lot of big name artists, a lot of big name writers at the time. But for whatever reason, it didn't pick up like they had hoped. The whole thing is, they're bringing Watchmen into the DC universe. And then some people think, oh, it's, you know, it's whatever. Or they have thought that they've been a part of it the whole time. But it's been a separate universe completely. You know, with the DC comics, they have this multiverse thing where it's like Earth 1 and Earth 2 or 3. And there's different kinds of characters. And they showed a little bit of that in the Rebirth, where they, I forgot his name, but they mentioned some Justice Society people, and the fact that the big thing with it was that Wally West is now back. Yeah, I think we'll see him a lot more in the Flash comic book, especially coming up down the road. I don't know if he's going to be in it early on, but down the road they're going to be more prevalent with him. Because a lot of people felt that he's been missing, and he has been. And so two big things. Yeah, Wally West coming back. Green Arrow, Black Canary are now like a couple again.
They're starting to head that way.
Yeah.
They're understanding that, hey, there's some kind of connection between the two of us. We need to explore this more.
Yeah.
Real quick, let's get back briefly to the special.
Mm-hmm.
In a nutshell, what has happened? My understanding is the blue guy, what's his name? Mr. Watchman, the blue one?
Yeah, Dr. Manhattan.
Doesn't wear any pants?
Yeah.
Mr. No Pants.
Yes.
He did something with the timeline, and he's now erased about 10 years. They're basically saying the new 52 shouldn't have existed. Is that what I'm understanding? He's putting things back, bringing back people, and what is going on in a nutshell?
That, I don't know for sure. I don't know if they've came out and said it, especially not in that issue. They didn't even show Dr. Manhattan. There's a lot of, a lot of nods at him, especially with the fact that how it started and how it ended with the comic book. With it being the inside of a timepiece, because Dr. Manhattan's dad was a person who works on clocks, clocks, whatever you want to call them, watches. Well, it started with that, and the same thing in the actual Watchmen comic. It started, you know, as one of the issues, and he was talking about, like, he was narrating, and it was showing the inner workings of a clock, and the same thing happened. And near the end, like, it brought that back, and then it was the reveal of Comedian's button was, like, lodged into Batman's Batcave because Wally West had came there to try to, you know, convince him that he is, you know, needs to be remembered, and that's his only hope is for somebody to remember him, and that's how he can come out of the Speed Force and come back to Earth. And to my understanding, from what I've got in the comic, it was the fact that Wally West, you know, same kind of thing with what happened before with Barry Allen with Rebirth. You know, he was trying to reach out to somebody, and it was, oh man, that part is pretty emotional for me, because he was running around trying to find somebody who would remember him, and that could be a tether, a lightning rod to this earth.
His lifeline.
Well, yeah. His lifeline. And he's going to different people. And they even went to Linda Park, who they had a thing for a while. I think they got married. Yeah, and one of the issues there in one of the storylines in the past, they've been married before and had kids. Well, he went to her and was like, you know, you have to be the one to remember me. Like, there's if no one else, I can know it's you. And he was kind of ranting on a little bit. And then finally she's like, nope, I'm sorry, who are you? And then he was like, I have no hope now. And I think just for the heck of it, he went to the Barry Allen the Flash. And same thing, he didn't remember him either. And he's like, well, it's, I mean, that's the best I had. And then it's like Barry Allen had an epiphany. And then boom, he came back and he grabbed him and he pulled him out of the Speed Force. It was awesome because I was like, that's it. I was like, all we're going to get of Wally West is like him trying to come back and nobody remember him. But then all of a sudden Barry Allen did and it was great.
Okay, so now that he's back and he's telling people somebody's messed with the timeline, are people slowly remembering, hey, things should have been different, like Canary and...
Yes, to my understanding, yeah, it's going to cause a ripple effect. And with him coming back, it has caused a ripple effect, especially with, I think that's where the whole crossover with Watchmen is coming from, because he ran into the Batcave and there was like lightning that came in with him because he's the Flash,
right?
And one of the lightning bolts, whatever, struck the wall, the cave wall of Batman's cave, and then he was like kind of fishing it out, and then that's at the end you see Comedian's button with the blood stain on it. So there's a lot of things they can do with that, or maybe it's just a symbol to see about the Watchmen coming back. I don't know what they're going to do with it exactly, but it was just mainly kind of showing that they're going to cross over, and the fact that, yeah, the timeline is being switched up, so that's how Rebirth is happening. That's how some things will be the same as before with New 52, because they kind of describe, at least on a concept-wise, is that they're bringing back the pre-New 52 universe that was, but some things that people liked about New 52, they're going to keep. They're going to, that's why we have, what is her name, Jessica Cruz as a Green Lantern, and Simon or Simone Baz as a Green Lantern of Sector 2814. Which, speaking of Sector 2814, Green Lantern. That's at least one of them that I've read the first week that came out. Green Lantern, technically. It started week one of Rebirth, and I loved it. It's the idea that now there's two Green Lanterns, and there's some big thing, of course, with a Guardian. There's some big thing going on of a new artifact or relic or alien technology or something. But so I'm interested to see what that is. It's, they like alluded to it a little bit. But yeah, so, and then when Justice League, we're going to see when that comes out, I think next week or the week after that, we'll see Simon Baz or Simone Baz. I don't know exactly how to pronounce it, but it looks like Simon. Simon Baz and Jessica Cruz, both part of the Justice League. So there will be some things kept, like them being Green Lanterns, and there's a couple things here and there probably escaping me of the New 52, but they're also going to be bringing back what everybody loved about the old ones, about the old pre-New 52 universe. Like the fact that Ray Palmer is going to be there, is going to take, what's his name, the other Adam, I forgot his name, they said it in the book, but something Chow, the Adam Chow, the Chow Adam, I don't know. He's got an actual first name, and I do not remember right now. But yeah, because Ray Palmer's needing help, he's like stuck in this molecular universe, and he's going to need to be rescued from there. So
they had a little tidbit of that, I
forgot. Yeah. So I'm excited for that, it should be cool. But the thing is, nitpicking, people were complaining about the New 52 and the fact that Ray Palmer wasn't there. Actually, he was. He was in, I think, one or at least a storyline of Batman and Superman. And it's even on the cover. You see him, like, in a suit. You see Superman right there with him in a suit as well. A shrinking Adam molecular suit. And he was talking to him because I found the book the other day. I was skimming through it. And I was like, yeah, he says it right there, Dr. Raymond Palmer. So, just a little nitpicking. People that were sad that Ray Palmer wasn't part of the New 52. He was. You just got to read into it. He's there. Calm down. But now with Rebirth, he's going to be probably more of a spotlight, probably. So there's a lot of people like him. But yeah, I love Rebirth. It was a great special issue, whatever you want to call it. I didn't see too much of Shazam. That was a kind of sad thing. But beyond that, it was great. I liked it a lot. Aquaman was like a little bit like a 3-panel, 4-panel thing. And I don't remember Firestorm. Just kind of pick at some of my favorite ones, but yeah, hopefully that they'll bring him back in. Like the Question, like I want the Question to come back, like Vic Sage, that's my hopes with Rebirth. And Booster Gold, that is a huge one, because he was kind of he was in Justice League International in New 52 for like the first 10 or 11 issues, but after that he was gone. He was in American West, All-Star Western, I think is what it was, and one of the Batman book universe. He was, like, in one freaking storyline, three issues, and then he was gone again. So hopefully they'll bring him back.
What was your low-grade class?
I wouldn't call him low-grade.
D.
Oh, they've been promoted heroes. Since. They've all been part of the main Justice League at least once. All
right, so let's move on a little bit to the more Rebirth books.
Yeah.
The ones that I read, and we'll go over some of the ones you read too. Mm-hmm. Aquaman, Rebirth number one. I liked it.
Yeah.
I'm not a big Aquaman fan.
Yeah.
But you know how I've made jokes to you before about how Aquaman talks to fish. Mm-hmm. They actually bring that up in here.
Yeah, they did. The whole topic. Too. Yes.
It's like, he didn't really talk to fish. He lets him.
Yep.
The Action Comics, Superman Action Comics.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that one. Great.
Yes.
Flash Rebirth. Yeah, it's a little. I know I'm missing a lot. For the Flash topics.
Yeah.
So I had a little trouble keeping up with it.
Okay.
But I understood enough. It was almost more like a recap of the Rebirth special.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they did kind of dive into it a little bit more. The Batman Rebirth, I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
That was good. And, of course, I got the Wonder Woman. That's going to be good. I'm looking forward to those.
So is that one, was that, because that was the odd book, so is that...
What, the Wonder Woman?
Present, yeah. Was that present or was that past?
Present.
Because I haven't got a chance to read, like, I think actually this, all the reason I had that you got, I haven't got a chance to read actually with the, I read the week before, I was a week behind, so I read the week before, I just got a chance to read this one yet.
Yeah, this was a current, and they did talk about how it starts in a couple weeks, and I think they're going to be going back in time, kind of how she started.
Yeah, yep.
So they're going to be running that, and then 2 weeks later it'll be more current.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So, but it was current, and it was good. Granted, I'd like to have known a little bit more about Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good jumping on point.
Yeah.
But I'd like to have a little more history, but I guess we're going to see that
mm-hmm.
in a couple weeks.
Yeah, because they're trying to not make it so that it's, you know, an origin story, and they're rebooting everything. So that's why I like Flash and Wonder Woman and Superman, because I read the Superman one, and they're not, like, origin stories. Like,
yeah.
Actually, like, Superman, he's I think, the oldest we've seen him besides, the, like, some time-traveling one. But he's an older Superman. He's not the New 52 one, and he's actually older than what he was pre-New 52. So this is, like, the oldest one we've seen.
And see, I kind of like that. He's not... They're not starting from scratch.
Yeah.
He knows how to fly. He knows how to fight. He's been around the neighborhood several times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he's experienced. He's got some experience under his belt. And we're not looking at some naive kid who just gets the cape.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of liking that.
Yeah.
I like that. He comes in with some experience.
Yeah. And I like the idea with what they're doing now. And I was telling my wife about it, and she's like, what? The fact that Lex Luthor is now a Superman. He's not Superman, but he's a Superman.
Yeah.
Because New 52 is Superman. He died out at the end of, I want to say it was Justice League. 50.
Who died out?
The new 52 Superman.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
He died.
Oh, yeah. They made reference to that in the Superman title.
Yeah. And
in the Rebirth, right?
Special? Yes, yeah, they mentioned both. And so Lex Luthor, he decided that, you know what, he's done, I'm going to be Superman now. So he had the S symbol, he's got the suit, and he's now, I believe he's fighting crime, I don't remember for sure, but I'm almost certain he's, you know, just kind of tired of Superman, Kal-El, getting all this attention, and being this, you know, this hope, and this symbol for hope, and the hero. He's like, you know what, no, like, this is, now I'm showing you what a real Superman should do.
So. Yeah, I have to agree with Kal-El there, that Lex has got something up his sleeve.
Yes,
it's not just, no, it's, I don't believe it. So I don't trust him myself.
Yeah, if he does have something up his sleeve, which most of the time he does.
Yeah.
He is playing the very long game, because since, that was another thing with New 52 that they're keeping, is the fact that, like, Lex Luthor is a part of the Justice League. At least he was. We'll find out here in a week or so if he's still in the current lineup. But he was a part of it from issue, I want to say, 40-something? Yeah, I want to say it was like late 30s, early 40, 41, 42 issues. He was a part of the Justice League, and he was actually helping out. Like, you know, there was a lot of resistance with the team, of course, and they're like, I don't trust him. But he, throughout time, he earned their trust. You know, he's not the happy-go-lucky guy. He's still like, you know, I'm going to do what I want, but you guys are a good resource. I can use you in a fight. You sure as heck need me in a fight, especially with, you know, the crap that's going on. So it should be interesting to see if he still carries that on or if he gives it up on that and goes back to being the regular old Lex Luthor. We'll see.
One thing about the Wonder Woman, go back to it real quick. She puts the lasso on herself. She looks in the mirror. Okay. She asks herself a question. She puts the lasso on, asks herself a question. Not happy with the answer. I have to let you read it. But yeah.
Okay.
I was surprised. Like, what is she doing? But she put it on her arm. And so it actually worked on her and made her tell the truth. And it wasn't a big super question like, you know, who was my boyfriend when I was 18? Or it was kind of a question where there really wasn't an answer.
Yeah.
But she answered it. Okay. And she liked what she found out.
Okay.
So
I'm intrigued.
I recommend it. It was good. The artwork was really decent, and it I guess it can go places.
Yes.
The other thing I picked up was the DC Rebirth Detective Comics.
Okay.
Number 934. Now, we talked about this a while back. Batman is, and this one is assembling a team.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he's got a bunch of new players in here. At least some old, for me, new players.
Yeah.
I found it kind of odd that he gets Clayface to join his team. Yeah. I thought Clayface was a villain.
He typically has been. That's where a lot of people are kind of confused about to see where that's going to go. But as of right now, he's part of... Do they have a name for it or no?
No. Okay. If they did, I don't think so. But the funny thing was, Clayface and Batwoman, or Batman and Batwoman, go find Clayface, and he's sitting someplace watching a movie.
Yeah, just mind his own business.
Yeah, he's like, just Batman, I know I broke out of prison. Just give me some time. Let me finish watching this movie. That's me up on the screen. That's who I used to be. I was a good-looking guy. Now I'm not. I just remember, and then I'll go back quietly. I promise.
Yeah.
Batman's like, maybe I got a deal for you. I was like, well, I thought this guy was a bad guy. We'll see how that works out. But yeah, I enjoyed those.
Yeah, I think they're... I'm trying to remember if he's in that issue or not. But it was actually supposed to be in Detective Comics, a new character. I think it was in Justice League... I want to say it was actually Justice League 50. And they were talking about how... Maybe it was one of the last Detective Comics, Batman Comics. It's all kind of blurring together. But in one of the recent Batman storylines... He actually had a younger guy, and at first you would think that he was going to become like a Robin or something, or Batman or something, but Batman made a reference to, no, it's going to be something new, I got something new in mind. So I don't know if they've implemented him yet. It looks like that could be the guy on the cover, but I don't know for sure.
That was actually in the Batman Rebirth book.
Okay, it was in the Batman,
That was the actual Batman Rebirth book. And the guy was like, Wayne, because they were down the cave, he's like, you've got me here. Is that so I can train? He's like, nope, you do what you want to do. I'm trying something new.
Okay.
So, I'm not sure where he's going with that. This guy looked older than the one I'd seen before, the New 52. I only picked up like one of them.
Okay.
That guy seemed like a teenager. Yeah. A black guy.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy seemed a lot older.
Okay.
A lot older. So, it does have a Robin in here.
Okay.
I'm not sure which one it is. Tim Drake.
Yeah, it looked like Tim Drake.
Yeah, Tim Drake. It's intriguing.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, there's a lot of... Still even more. Still even now. There's Titans Rebirth. There's Teen Titans Rebirth. There's... was it Super... What is the one that there are two sons? Super Sons? Is it Super Sons, maybe? Of Superboy and Damian Wayne, Robin. They're teaming up. Like, there's a lot of books still coming out that I'm really, really excited for. So it's not like, oh, okay, 3 weeks in and everything else looks dull now. No, it's well diverse. That was kind of one of the things I had an issue with the New 52 was the fact that it was pretty heavily, I think actually some percentage, but a much larger percentage were just Batman books and his universe of people. And I'm glad to see that they've kind of spread it out pretty good to this
time. Thin it out a little bit, yeah. Well, next week, or actually this week here, June 15th, Wednesday, we've got Batman number one. We have, I'm looking forward to this one too, Dark Knight Returns, The Last Crusade number one. This is before The Dark Knight Returned. And I think, if I remember correctly, this one was also by Frank Miller. We've got Green Arrow number one, Green Lanterns number one. Let's see, what else was it? So we got Scooby-Doo Apocalypse number two.
Yeah. I read the first one. It was okay. I think we talked about it a little bit. Yeah. Seemed a little
upset. I glanced through it. I was not impressed. I will not buy it again.
I thought it was okay. Like, it was okay for an origin story. I know with, like, the cartoon, there wasn't a lot origin stories to it. You know, there was no, okay, how did Scooby and Shaggy meet? And why are they always hanging out together, you know, and why is Velma and all this stuff? You know, there's a lot of questions, but with it being a lighthearted cartoon, you really didn't care too much about it, really didn't think about it. But I liked with this issue, they answered a lot of those questions. Not all of them, but they answered a lot. And that was pretty cool. Like, how the heck can Scooby-Doo talk? They covered that with Scooby Apocalypse number one.
You know, you mentioned lighthearted cartoons.
Yeah.
And I have to go to this book I picked up. I saw this, and it says Wacky Raceland. It's a DC comic. It was issue number one. And I saw this in the
previews. Because it's Hanna-Barbera, right?
Well, let me get there. It says Wacky Raceland. I'm like, it looks kind of dumb. So I bought it as a second trip to the comic store. I went to a different comic shop because they didn't have one of my books in my regular one. And they had this. And I'm like, I'll go ahead and get it. It's issue number one. I'm looking at this cover, and I'm kind of glancing through some of the artwork. I'm like, it's pretty decent artwork. It's flashy. It's lots of detail. And I'm sitting here looking at the cover one day. And it says Hanna-Barbera. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Hanna-Barbera, I hate to quote Adam Carolla, but they're a bunch of hacks. That's exactly his words. And I'm like, Wacky Raceland, wait a minute. I remember this cartoon. And it was a bunch of guys and gals and animals racing all the time. And there's like a baron who's always sabotaged. And we got this dog at last.
Yeah. Okay, I think I remember that.
Okay, this is an adult version of that.
Huh.
A serious adult version of that.
Granted, yeah, I saw some of it was like aliens, and there's some, not too much, but there's some blood and some gore and stuff.
There's some language. It's not real bad. It's still
a
DC comic. But it's a lot stronger. It's not your 70s Wacky Raceland from Hanna-Barbera. I might buy a second issue.
Yeah.
I might buy a second to check it out. But some of the origin, they talk about the origin stories, it's pretty gory.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's lots of blood and guts. And so, honestly, I'd recommend number one at least to pick it up.
Okay.
And check it out.
Okay.
Just, you have to look beyond it being Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah.
I might take a marker and scratch it out. I'm kidding. I won't do that.
Just get a sticky note and post it over it.
So we're talking about what comes out this week. Superman number one comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Titans Rebirth comes out, number one. So...
Yeah, I think that's the only Rebirth title that's coming out. Yeah. The rest of them are actually starting their issue number ones. You know, Superman, Batman, Green Lanterns, Green Arrow. They're starting their number ones. And the thing that I'm excited to see is that Justice League is actually on 51. It's still within the same storyline of the New 52. So it's a little strange for some readers out there, I would assume, because they're expecting... Or, hold on, maybe it's not New 52. Because I'm looking at the cover right now, and... Because I know there is a... I don't know. I'm confused. Okay, because I know that there is a Justice League Rebirth, and then I'm almost certain that there's going to be a Justice League number one following that next month. But then we have Justice League here, which is issue 51. And, okay, so there is a 52.
That's coming out not this week, but next.
Okay.
Justice League issue number 52 comes out.
Okay.
And it says, a Titans Rebirth number one prelude. That shortly after the formation of the Justice League, Batman introduces his new partner Robin, Dick Grayson, to the team... Just as it's pulled into a deadly assault and then it goes on.
Okay. Yeah, because...
That's in a couple weeks.
Okay. Yeah, because I was wondering, because the fact that the New 52 is over with, but the fact that Justice League, it was late, I think, 1 month or 2 months. Probably 2 months. Yeah, it had to be 2 months. That title was late 2 months, even though that was their flagship book. And I was talking with a friend of mine, and the fact that... When the New 52 first started, they said two big things. They're sticking with the $2.99 price point. $2.99, make mine $2.99 or something like that. They had some kind of cheesy catchphrase with it. But yeah, draw the line. Draw the line at $2.99. And on top of that, they said, we're going to not be late with any of our books. That lasted a while. I think it was a good 8 or 9 months maybe. But it lasted a decent time of them not being late for, you know, subscriptions coming out. Or if they say, hey, week 3, Green Lantern's coming out, issue 8. It's going to come out that week, but down the road, it actually was late here and there. But the crazy part is that the fact that when the New 52 is now ending, it's wrapped up almost completely. The Justice League comic is actually a $3.99 book, and it's late as well, and that's supposed to be like the flagship book. It was one of the, like, ironic, like, nitpick things I had. But it's been a great issue. It's been a great storyline with Justice League, so a little sad to see it go. Should be interesting to see what happens with it, with the Rebirth stuff, but I'm glad that they are going to finish it up and at least give it a 52nd issue. So, because when the Rebirth started, it was only on issue 50. Like, it was that same week was Rebirth number one, and Justice League 50 came out. So, I'm pretty excited that they're giving it 52 issues. I'm happy about that. So yeah, that'll be coming out next week.
So I'm looking here for coming out the first week in July.
Okay,
July. Justice League Rebirth number one.
Okay, cool. So they're doing their so they're doing number one as well.
Yeah, it's spinning out of the events of the DC Universe Rebirth number one. That's coming out first week in July.
Okay, cool. So it's coming up there too. Nice.
So it's coming. Patience. Yes. Patience, my friend. Patience.
Yeah. But yeah, so a lot of good things. A lot of number ones coming out. Only one Rebirth coming out for tomorrow, the 15th. Should be exciting stuff.
Did you get any more comic books you can think of? That,
outside of Rebirth, Civil War, Civil War 2. Issue number one.
Yep.
It's been, I've read three issues now, three comic books, and finally I'm at an issue number one, because there was a free comic book day preview, there was a issue number zero, and then now finally an issue number one. It took a while to get here, but
and you told me number one. You told me the free comic books had the death of the hero in it.
Yeah, yeah.
You would, that's...
That's big.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't think that that would be it, but I guess, like, that's not the big reveal, the big spin that they're going to be doing. So, they're like, let's go ahead and show it right now. So, but yeah, I liked it. Civil War 2, issue 1, it was good. It was pretty good. I liked it. You had mentioned that you didn't think that, well, spoiler alert, of course, you didn't think that She-Hulk actually died.
No, I don't think she's going to die. I know, because the last thing you said was somebody get Bruce Banner, get Dr. Banner.
Okay.
Why waste your time with that if she's already dead?
Okay.
They're not going to kill She-Hulk off.
Okay.
I really don't think so.
Because I saw, like, on the bed that she's, like, she's flatlining, and they're like, get the paddles, get the electric, you know, the resuscitator. Get
Dr. Banner.
Yeah. And they're like, why? Like, what is the resuscitator going to do? So, because it's She-Hulk.
It's possible that something may spin out of that, whether she gets a blood transfusion and mutates.
Yeah. Back to normal.
Yeah, cool. Back to normal, or it gets worse.
Yeah, so that could happen. But, so yeah, my question with Civil War starting, you know, when I first heard about the Civil War 2, and they released the lineup as who's going against who, of course, Iron Man is one of the top people, like, to be fighting against, and now Captain Marvel, the lady, is one of, like, the big head honchos. It's Iron Man and Captain Marvel. Yeah. They're the big two fighting. And I was like, well, they justify it really well because they can't do another registration act. That's the same story over again. And I think it's a good justification.
It was a good twist.
Yeah, I like it. You know, it's the fact that Iron Man doesn't want to utilize or abuse. There we go. Abuse the power of this kid.
The human that can see the future.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. He doesn't want to abuse the power of it. Because the fact that you can't really trust it, it is, like, he can tell the future, but, and it's usually well enough time to actually make a change. And so they do that, I think at least twice, maybe just the once, but, so they go ahead and change it, and the fact that, like, Iron Man is then proven that, hey, like, it was a future that happened, because there was supposed to be some alien attack, and the Avengers stopped it before it could even happen.
Yeah, they attacked Thanos.
Yeah.
They saw in the future that Thanos was going to attack something, so they did a preemptive strike, and Thanos just put his fist through Machine.
War Machine. Yeah.
Just killed him.
Yeah.
So, Iron Man's not pissed at, you would think, Thanos.
Yeah.
He's pissed at the Inhumans.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and Carol Danvers.
So we'll see how that goes.
So it's okay. I'm at least gonna check out issue number two. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I'm not gonna buy all the spinoffs.
Probably not now.
I mean, they had a lot of number ones, like Amazing Spider-Man, Civil War number one.
Yeah.
And they had a bunch of titles like that. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
I know it's a marketing ploy. I'm not gonna fall for it.
Yeah. I skimmed through it, but I was like, I don't seem to care about this. The only one I'll probably get is the Spider-Man one and probably the X-Men one, just to see why the X-Men should care again. Like, in my opinion, I've talked with other friends of mine, and with the Registration Act, the X-Men should not care. Like, it doesn't make sense for them to actually care about the Registration Act with the original Civil War. And so even with this, if there's somebody who can tell the future, like, why do the X-Men care that, you know, Iron Man is mad at Captain Marvel? So... Because they're tied into the Civil War 2 as well. So,
and you know, the funny thing is, not the X-Men had a group of mutants called the Freedom Force that actually worked for the government. And before that, they were part of the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants.
Okay.
And in that group, they had a woman that could see the future.
Yeah.
you couldn't sneak up on her because she knew you were coming.
Yeah.
So, but nothing ever became. I think they ended up killing her off.
Yeah. I know that Jean Grey has a little bit of that, but she can't really control it, and it's like the setbacks always. So, yeah.
Well, everything else. What about you?
That's all I got as well, at least for now. So, I mean, even tomorrow will be a heck of a lot more Rebirth stuff and a lot more number one. So, I'm excited for it, that's for sure. And that's all I got.
And that's it for me.
All right. Well, feel free to like us on Facebook. Check us out on iTunes and leave us a comment.
Yeah, leave us a comment. You got a question? Ask it. If there's something you want to hear about, you want us to do different, let us know.
Yeah, definitely. We love to engage you. As well as if you have emails, if you're all about emailing, feel free to email us at allaccessnerds@gmail.com. And as well as we have a website, allaccessnerds.com. We're going to be definitely updating that more often.
We're working on it. And pretty soon, next month, first week in July, January.
Yeah.
We will be in Chicago at the Podcast Movement 2016.
Yeah, so.
When I saw that, some new comic books coming out that week, we're going to be up there. So we're going to have to find a local comic book shop after our lectures. So we're going up to listen and learn how to do things a little bit better and improve.
Yes, absolutely. So there could be a, you know, issue 11, if we can squeeze it out before that first week of July. You know, we'll have issue 11, and then maybe issue 12 will come back. Almost brand new. Maybe we'll call it like season two after we get all this good information and we've learned a lot more. That way we can give you guys the best podcast possible.
Because we really enjoy this.
Yeah, absolutely.
We really do. We talk about it. We kind of banter back and forth on topics. But we enjoy doing this. We enjoy talking to our listeners. And, you know, we definitely want to hear back from more of you.
Absolutely.
You got anything else?
Nope. That's all I got.
All right. Well, this is Nick signing off for Ryan. Go forth and do great things.